Welcome to the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center. I'm Harlan Hutcherson as we get ready to tip things off tonight. The Grizzlies going up against a ball club from Cicero, Illinois. It's Morton College, and we're ready to tip things off here in just a few moments. We've got the starting lineups for the ball game, and Curtis Ballou will join me here for the broadcast. The video stream, the live video stream, is also available through the link on our website, OzarkRadioNews.com, through our YouTube page, and also on Facebook. We'll come back in 2 minutes with the starters for the Grizzlies and Morton College next on KDY. We come back to the Civic Center. The starters introduced for the Panthers from Morton College, Cicero, Illinois. The Grizzlies should be introduced now to the crowd. Charles, who takes care of the PA here for the game this weekend. I think Charles had too many Red Bulls before he came over here tonight. He's pretty pumped up. But anyway, he does a good job. Let's check the starters for both teams. First of all, for the Morton College Panthers, their starting five will be Rico Yarbrough, a 6'6 freshman from Beloit, Wisconsin. Ronnell Strickland, a 6'4 freshman from Chicago. Taj Davis, a red shirt sophomore from Aurora, Illinois, a 6-foot guard. Amir Goss is a 6'9 sophomore from Country Club Hills, Illinois. And L. Steger is a 6'2 sophomore from Chicago. Now the starters for the Grizzlies tonight. They are 6-4 on the season. Their starting five will be the same as it's been for the past few games. Starting lineup will include Kyle Germany at a guard. He wears zero. He is a 6'3 sophomore from Detroit. Carlos Paul is a 6'5 sophomore from Southfield, Michigan. Javian Downey is a 6'3 freshman from Toronto, Canada. Trayon Grant Foster, a 6'6 freshman transfer from Indian Hills from Kansas City. He is a freshman. And Lionel Kamwimba is a 6'8 freshman from Democratic Republic of Congo. Trayon Grant Foster jumps center for the Grizzlies, but the tip is won by Amir Gauss, 6'9 postman. And this game is underway. The Grizzlies are in the gray with the blue and red trim. And the Panthers are in the orange. Here's a ball that was lost halfway up, and the ball is missed on the shot, picked up by Kamwimba. Grizzlies come down with a chance to score the first points of the basketball game. They're going to start in a zone over on the right side. Kyle Germany, lob pass to the point. We're going to have to make some shots tonight. Here's one in the left corner. No good, but Kyle Germany, long rebound. Trayon tipped it long, chased after it. Good hustle, lost it out of bounds. Should be Grizzly basketball. Oh, they're going to say that Morton touched it last, or Morton did not touch it last. It looked like they did. Yep, they did. Officials for the ball game tonight are Chance Wallison, Emilio Ramirez, and Paul Tanger. The shot clock was not reset properly. It should have started at 30. Instead, they started at 20. So we'll stop it and reset it at 26. And TGF will play it inbounds to Javian Downey. 1-3-1 zone being played. Downey, who made a few outside shots last night, can look for one here. Instead, it's Germany at the point. Hook pass across. Ball fake. Foster drives in. Shoots a little runner high off the board and good. He made that look a lot easier than it actually was.
Curtis, he's doing that all season.
2-0 score. Grizzlies on top early. On the left side for three. No good on the flat, long shot. Rebounded by Trayon Grant Foster. From right to left he comes, wearing 24, hook pass in, bad pass. Ball is going to be turned over and picked up by Morton College. They come back 3-on-3. Here's a drive around the defender, lost out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover on the Panthers. Lonnie Strickland tried to draw some contact, and all he did was turn the ball over. Curtis is fresh back from Fayetteville, watching football. over on the right side, Downey to the quarter. TGF wide open. Paul on the block catches it. Double team now. Looks for help. Dribbles out. Still double team. Long pass out. Trayon has it. No look. Inside. Wide open layup by Kyle Germany. Good.
TGF made that beautiful pass. Made it look easy like he's been doing all season with everything else.
No look pass. Makes it 4-0. In the paint, Strickland kicks it to the left side. He'll drive, and a little 15-foot rudder is no good. It rims off, picked up by Javian Downey. Grizzlies have a chance to build a little cushion here. Kyle drives the lane, feeds it across. Kumwimba stops, goes up and under, travels with the basketball. Turnover number two on the Grizzlies tonight. Looking for their seventh win of the year. This homestand concludes on Tuesday night when the Grizzlies will host Northeast Oklahoma A&M from Miami, Oklahoma. Out on the wing, Taj Davis at the right point with it. Rico Yarborough to the high post. Ball faked by Strickland. Goes baseline. Trapped. Kicks it to the corner. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be off of Panthers. Grizzly basketball.
Trying to get the ball to L. Seeger there. Their leading scorer at just over 15 points a game.
Grizzlies started slow in each. Well, they started slow last night. Got behind 14-9, but were able to rally and go on a run of 12-3. At halftime, they had a 10-point lead. We'll see what can happen here by the time we get done with the next 17 minutes and 12 seconds. Here's the inbound in the front court. Kyle Germany with it, top of the circle. Keeps the dribble, goes to the left elbow, hands it off, going the other way. Downey gets it over to TGF. He's double-teamed down the perimeter. They double-team out of the zone, wraparound pass. Downey to the left corner. Kyle should be and is wide open, and it's no good. Ball is tipped around and controlled by Strickland for the Panthers. Over on the left point, stutter step, jab step by Seeger. Now pass to the far right corner. Open shot for three is good. Rico Yarborough with the first basket. For the Panthers, it's a 4-3 ball game. Grizzlies get to the high post to the right corner, back out on the wing, left point, left corner pass now. Trayon unguarded for a three, it's short. Ball comes long over the head of the rebounders. Amir Goss has it at 6-9 for the Panthers. To the right corner, another three is launched. That's going to be no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Ooh, that's a bad call. That should have been off of Amir Goss, who slapped it out of Carlos Paul's hands, but it'll stay with the Panthers.
Goss is the Panthers' leading rebounder at 7.8 rebounds per game.
He's big enough to get a rebound. Here's the inbound play, lob out front, and goes back court. Well, you can go back court to get the ball, but you can't touch it before it gets to the timeline, and that's turnover number three on the Panthers. So the Grizzlies still with their starting five out there, 4 minutes into the ball game. So we'll start seeing substitutions here pretty soon. Downey, left corner, Carlos Paul. Foster cuts to the left elbow, back out to the right wing. Germany with it, gets it out to TGF. No look pass to the opposite corner. Double team, back out on the wing. Here's Downey with a three, and it's around and out. Ball tip long, picked up, and back they come with Taj Davis. On the break, all the way, left hand off the glass, won't fall. Rebound is stiff long, and it's going to be picked up by the Panthers. Bounce pass underneath, and the layup is good by Taj Davis. Strickland with a good job of keeping that ball alive and got his team a basket. 5-4 now, Morton with a one-point lead. They go back to the 2-3 zone here. We're more of a 1-2-2 zone. Hook pass, high post. On the left side, Trayon going to launch a three ball. That's no good. Rebound long, out of bounds. Dead ball, Panther basketball. Well, we have started a little on the cold side from the field tonight. 5-4 score. The first 8 minutes last night were not real good for the Grizzlies, but then they snapped out of it. Defensive pressure led to some easy baskets. Bounce pass on the block. Gauss will turn with the right hand. No good. High near for the rebound. 6-8. It's Lionel Kumwimba. Back come the Grizzlies with Germany and a reach-in foul on his dribble down the floor. We'll stop play. Taj Davis is called for the foul.
That's the first foul of the game for either team.
With that, Urji Hunami comes in. He was one of the players that really helped fuel that comeback last night and get the Grizzlies going in high gear. He had a big dunk in the game that kind of turned the tide a little bit. Momentum-wise, lob pass out front for the Grizzlies. Carlos Paul will hand it off to Javian Downey. Into the post, Carlos with a catch. Goes up, pump fake, up inside and scores. Carlos Paul with a basket. He was our Don Zotto Service player of the game last night. 6-5 ball game. High post, one bounce, and a shot for a two is going to be good. Kendrick Anderson, who just came in the basketball game, is a 6'5 sophomore from Anderson, Indiana. Free throw line, Carlos. Urji. Over on the left side, Kyle. Baseline goes up, hangs and shoots. No good. Too stout. Ball is going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Kyle. 7-6 ball game. Morton on top. 14:07 to go in the first half. And in the game now, here comes Cam Hedge, a 6'9 sophomore from Wichita Falls, Texas. They have more players participate in this tournament. To have more Texas players in it, we'd pretty much have to play probably in Texas. We had a bunch of them this week. In the left corner, a catch and shoot for a three, and that's good. Adrian Anderson with the basket that time. Just in off the bench to the right corner, TGF. Down the baseline, goes up, hangs and shoots and scores. Trayon Grant Foster now has four. He's got a ability that not a lot of guys have, or just to get around the basket and really hang in the air and use his size to get shots off. Out front, free throw line, turnaround, shot for two is good. And Kendrick Anderson has come off the bench firing. He has four, 12-8 game in favor of Morton.
I think I might need to push him away from the mid-range area.
In the right corner, here's Foster, no good. Five for the rebound, and Hedge gets it over the top of Carlos Paul. Hedge goes in, lost the basketball. He turns it over. Back the other way. Style all the way. Hangs and drew some body contact. He shoots, and he got fouled. He'll shoot two. The foul is number one on L. Seeger. So Kyle Germany, free throw line. First free throw attempt of the ball game here. 12-8, Grizzlies trail by four. Early on, first free throw, good. Got the same, well, probably a little better crowd than last night, but a good crowd on Saturday night to watch this non-reaching 16 game. 12-9 score, Kyle again, and good again. Gage Betts will check in. The Fayer sophomore will come in at a guard spot. Grizzlies go to a 1-2-1-1 full court press. Left side, dribble through. They'll kick it up the right side. Now in the front court with Anderson. Anderson moves the ball back out, top of the circle. The pressure of the ball with L. Steger, guarded by Urji Hunami, to the high post. One bounce, another free throw jumper is good again by Kendrick Anderson. Probably official after making three from about the same place. It's going to be necessary to guard him. High post to the right point, right corner. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers.
And all Anderson does there is catch the ball, take one dribble, and shoot, and he's three for three. Kendon Peebles is back, that's his first stint in the game tonight, and Lionel's back in the game for the Grizzlies.
Kendon gets it in, shoots a three from the corner, no good. Rebound weak side, though, and there's a pass out from Kumwin, but for a three, and it's good by Javian Downey.
brings the Grizzlies within one, 14-13.
Javian Downey just gets closer by the day. And once he gets there, he's going to be something. Here's a reach-in foul. The Grizzlies pressuring the ball, and a reach-in will be called against Javian Downey. First one on Javian. Last night, Javian had 9 points. It was really balanced last night. We had 4 players in double figures, plus Javian had 9. On the right side now, L. Seeger from Chicago drives the baseline, puts it up, no good. Cam Hedge tried to put it back with a dunk and lost the ball. Now the Grizzlies can get the lead back. Lob to the left corner. Kendon Peebles with it. He'll move it outside. Kendon's dad checks out our live stream. Saw him last night here at the ball game. Here's a drive by Hanami off the board, no good. Hedge high in the air for the rebound. And the 6'9 kid pulls it away. That's a good screen. Now pass to the left corner, kept out of bounds by Kendon Peebles. Kendon's dad is named Kenny. He came up here. He's in town to watch this weekend. But he watches the live stream, and he also listens to our audio. We appreciate Kenny and any parents or friends and family that listen to the ball games. Always enjoy hearing from folks. Left point, we'll hand it back now. To the right point, it will go. Adrian Anderson on the wing, can't get the basketball. Now a shot for 3 at the point, and that's good. From the right point, L. Seeger makes it 17-13. Morton on top of the Grizzlies, and we'll come back in 30 seconds on KDY. We have played 9 minutes and 5 seconds. Curtis, what do you think so far?
We're looking pretty strong, taking a lot of threes so far, and we haven't hit them yet. So if we start getting consistent with that, we'll be right back in the game.
Still need to get that ball to the basket when we can, and so far the Grizzlies have had kind of spotty success with it. 17-13 Grizzly ball. Left side, Peebles with a 3 to tighten it up. That one is no good. Ball is going to be on the deck and a fight for it. Out of bounds, Lionel Kamwemba. Evidently was laying on the baseline. Cam Hedge, who was wrestling with him for the ball, got up muttering and looking at Lionel. I would advise him not to go down that particular alley. 17-13. And now the Panthers have it. Anderson in front court, right side on the wing. Get the ball there to L. Seeger. The ball is going to be, no, they're going to have a foul call. Kyle Germany with the foul, his first. 10:32 to go, under the 10-minute mark. Next dead ball, we'll have another media timeout. Down the line, Anderson. Alley-oop inside. Head catches, turns to the middle. Puts it up amid traffic, no good. And Kenan Peebles pulled that one literally off the rim. 17-13. Germany drives in all the way, left hand high off the board, no good. Hedge made him change his shot at 6'9". Rebounded by the Panthers up the floor. Pump fake, back out to the point. Open 3 is launched, and it's no good. Rebounded by Urchi Hanami for the Grizzlies. Back come the gray, blue, and red in the front court. Riley Whitaker in the game. The Calico Rock freshman. Bounce pass, great feed inside, pump fake. Carlos goes up, got it blocked, got it back. Now back out to the corner. Riley back to Carlos inside. Turning, pump fake, whistle, offensive foul. They're going to get Carlos with an elbow as he turns into Cam Hedge there in the post.
I was going to say before the foul, Carlos had the advantage, at least with the, maybe not a height advantage, but a size advantage with weight and strength.
Media timeout, 9:46 to play, first half. It's 17-13. Morton College leads the Grizzlies, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY. Evidently, we had some audio troubles on the stream, but Drew says that that's all squared away. So, ready to move forward boldly here at 9:46 of the first half. 17-13. Grizzlies have Germany, Whitaker, Hanami, Foster and Paul. They'll break the press and get it in the front court. Over on the right wing and catch, drive to the baseline. And now they'll move it back out to the point. Kendrick Anderson. Out front, they'll hand it off. Seeger with it, ball knocked away, loose on the floor, and we'll have a tie-up. Now it's still loose, should be a jump ball, folks.
We're just not blowing a whistle.
Holy cow. And the jump call will go the way of the Grizzlies. Morton College is 3-1 on the year. And tell you what, they're pretty well put together. They've got some people. They've got some bodies. High post, Crayon Grant Foster. Back outside. On the wing, Urgy drives the baseline. Dishes inside. Ball knocked way out of bounds. Turnover Grizzlies. Javian Downey comes in for Urgy Hunami. Now they'll call off the press and pick him up at midcourt. Kyle Germany. Over on the left side. Kyle guarding the basketball a moment ago. And now on the wing, it's a double team at the point. Pass through the block. Here's a turn from 10. That's an air ball. Put back is good by Goss. Amir Gauss, his first basket, 19-13. Underneath pass, Crayon has double team back to the corner. Riley's got a three, and it's an air ball. And we'll go back the other way. Down the key all the way. Here's a layup high off the glass and good by Taj Davis over Crayon Grant Foster. 21-13. This zone has us out of sorts because we can't make a perimeter shot. Crayon drives through all the way. Puts it up, left-handed up and in. He has 6 points. That's a great example, Curtis, of needing the basket and just throwing it to Crayon, letting him get one.
I was about to say basically the same thing.
At the right point, Ethan Norman, who's in the ball game for the first time. 6'5", freshman from Detroit. To the baseline, Anderson hook pass in to Gauss, fumble, stole it away. Grizzlies come back all the way. Downey goes to coast, left hand up, no good, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Javian Downey had an ankle issue when the year started. Got off to a very slow start. But each game, you see him get a little bit closer to the type of player that he is ultimately going to be for the Grizzlies. And that's a very good one. First one, though, on the free throw line is no good. Javian will get one more. Lionel Kamwemba is back in. Kamari Vincent is in the ball game for the Grizzlies, the 6'3 freshman from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Second try is good. Javian makes one. 21-16. Top of the circle. Goss will get it over. And now dribbling out. Taj Davis who passed in. Good feed. The layup is good by Gauss. He was just standing under the basket and someone saw him. There he was. He has 4 points. 23-16. Grizzlies with the basketball. Bounce pass in. Terrible pass, but it's going to be a kick. Grizzlies got bailed out there.
Yes, they did.
So they'll chance Wallison. We'll have them throw it in underneath the Grizzly basket to the right of it. Downey on the inbound, lobs it outside. Germany. Foster, 17 on the shot clock. Into the high post. Vincent faces, shoots, no good. And that ball is going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. Grizzlies keep it. Kamari Vincent. Javian Downey, Kyle Germany, Lionel Kamwemba, Trayon Grant Foster. Trayon throws it in. Bounce pass corner. Foster goes up, leans in, shoots left-handed, no good. Tipped in with two hands, Lionel Kamwemba.
Keeps the Grizzlies within five.
23-18. On the baseline, driving in, beating it outside to the other corner. Anderson with a three, no good. And the rebound taken down by Trayon Grant Foster, tipped ahead. Vincent has it. He'll have to wait for help, though. Germany over. Foster with it. Free throw line. Bullet pass across is tipped out of bounds. It will stay with the Grizzlies with 19 on the shot clock, 6:29 on the game clock. Erji Hunami comes in the basketball game. Inbound play from the left side of the basket. As Shavian Downey faces, gets it inbound, bad pass. At the feet of Foster, stole it away. Feed it down the middle now. Here's the left-hand driving layup. No good, but a foul will be called. It was Rico Yarbrough. Took it right to the basket and drew the foul. Grizzlies still down five, 6:23 to go in the first half. First foul call on Kamari Vincent. First free throw is good.
That's the fourth team foul on the Grizzlies.
Rico Yarbrough now with 4 points. He can make this a 7-point game again, and he does. A very much half-court offensive kind of game, which doesn't necessarily play into our strength. At the point, on the wing, Trayon had it, nearly lost it again. In the corner, Kamari up fake. Dribbles in, floater from 12 feet, no good. Rebounded, though, by Lionel Kamwimba. Inside-out pass. Shavian Downey resets the offense. Kamari Wilson against the 1-3-1 zone. Dribbles to the right. Shavian Downey through. Wrap around far side. Left corner. Vincent for a three. No good. And the rebound to Gauss. And back will come the Panthers. Cicero, Illinois. Pass across underneath. The catch. The shot. No good. Foul. Lonnie Strickland will go to the line. And he'll shoot two. So the shooter at the line is Lonnie Strickland. First foul on Lionel Kamwimba. First free throw here is good.
The way I saw it, I thought Lionel was already back on the ground by the time Strickland tried to go back up and Lionel was straight up, but I guess the ref saw it differently than I did.
Here's the next try. No good. Ball long and picked up by Trayon Grant Foster. 26-18. Pass inside. It's going to be deflected off of the back of Eric Anderson from Morton College. Carlos Paul will check in quickly here. Coming in for Lionel Kamwimba. Downey lobs on the inbound outside to TGF. Puts it on the floor. Wrap around, bounce pass, bad pass. Threw it away. Turnover number 5 on the Grizzlies. Front court, 3-on-3 break, nothing open. Grizzlies got back on defense. Trap the basketball. Now to the middle of the floor. Down the key. Here's a left-hand floater, and that's up and good. Good shot by Jalen Montgomery. 28-18. Ergy has it. Downey goes up for the shot, forced it, got partially blocked, take it away. Morton Collins comes back. Feed it across, two-handed lay-in is up and good by Rico Yarbrough, timeout by the Grizzlies. Morton Collins' lead is out to 12 points. Here at the Civic Center, it'll be a full timeout. Back in a minute on Katie Watts. Sluggish first half for the Grizzlies. They just haven't been able to get any kind of offensive rhythm, haven't been able to make outside shots consistently against this zone being played by the Panthers. Grizzlies have it now down 12. Javian Downey into the post. Grant Foster with it. Dribbles at the elbow. Pull up, 12-foot jump shot off the back iron, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Strickland. Here come the Panthers. Bounce pass, cutting on the baseline. Left-hand reverse, no good. Rebounded by TGF to Kendon Peebles. Kendon takes it down, kicks it outside. Kyle's got a three, that's off. Rebound will be controlled by Gauss for Morton College. Right corner, front court, L. Seeger. Curls over with the left hand, all the way high off the board, no good. Tipped off the rim, picked up, but back up and in by Gauss. Gauss just camps in there and waits for that ball to come off the rim. 32-18. Grizzlies down by 14 points. Pass underneath, wide open. Carlos blocked from behind, goes up again, and he'll be fouled. He'll shoot two. You've done a good job looking for open people around the basket. Morton College has some length, and it's kind of hard inside, especially when you got somebody like Gauss out there that's 6'9". Yarborough is 6'6". They've got some good overall size.
Yeah, the Grizzlies have been making the passes. It's just Morton's getting their hand in there.
First try by Carlos Ball, no good. And in the basketball game now, the Grizzlies will sub back with Urzi Hunami. Riley Whitaker is back in the ball game. So right now, essentially, the Grizzlies have four guards and a forward. Next free throw, good. 32-19. Now Carlos comes out, and Lionel Kamwimba comes back in. L. Seeger on the bounce up the floor, picked up by Urgy. Goes right, down the lane, kicks it to the right corner. Strickland with it, dribbles across to his left. Now the free throw line reverses. Pivot, bounce pass inside, terribly hard pass to catch, out of bounds. Turnover on Morton College. That was a very difficult pass to try to catch right around your shoelaces. 32-19, Grizzlies back against the zone now. Hershey has a free throw line down low pass. Up and under, Kamwimba blocked, back up again, good, and a foul on the play, and the basket will count. Urzi Unami on the offensive board will get the bucket, plus one, plus a foul on L. Seeger. Seeger picks up his second foul while Urzi Unami gets his first points of the night, plus a free throw to go. And it's up, and it's good. 32-22. Where we made our comeback and really went on a nice run last night is all because of defensive pressure. Inside, Seeger will work his guy to the bucket. No good. Rebounded by Lionel Kamwimba. And the Grizzlies come back with Kyle Germany. Kyle will move it out front. Gets it across to Downey. Skip pass across. Wraparound pass underneath. Good feed from Riley Whitaker to Kamwimba, who lays it in on the left baseline. I like how he went up with two hands that time in case somebody got a hand on it. 32-24, now all the way to the basket. Here's a drive. No good. Foul on the play is Lonnie Strickland had designs of dunking over Lionel Kamwimba, but it'll be a simple foul instead.
I think anyone who has that idea might be a little crazy.
Well, he'll get, let's see, he's one out of two tonight. Shooting two here. First try is good. That last foul, again, on Lionel Kamwimba.
That's his second. So TGF is back in the game for Lionel.
One more try for the freshman from Chicago, and it's good. 34-24, 10-point ball game, 2:08 to go in the first half. Kyle spins to the free throw line, lob across, Hunami in the corner, Javian Downey all the way, right-hand reverse layup, no good. Two-handed dunk on the putback by Trayon Grant Foster. 34-26. 1:43 to go in the half. Kendrick Anderson kicks to the corner on the right side. Gets it to Rico Yarbrough, nearly and did fall down to his knees. Anderson to the point. Here's a three ball that's good by Lonnie Strickland. His first basket of the first half. All the way down the floor. Downey will take it all the way in. Drew contact, but no foul. Rebounded by the Panthers. They come back 4-on-3. Loose basketball. Unami has it. And we'll get a foul in the backcourt.
Seems like they're letting him play a little bit tonight before blowing the whistle.
They let him play last night, that's for sure. So Riley Whitaker comes out for the Grizzlies. No bonus yet. 1:05 to go in the half. 37-26, Grizzlies have it. Left quarter. Urgy's got a three, and it's no good. Gauss with a rebound. Up the floor. Strickland moves players, moves around the screen. Gets it over on the right side now to Kendrick Anderson. Anderson picked up by Kyle Germany at the point. Crosses over, spins back then, kicks it to the left corner. Back to the front now. Out top of the circle with Adrian Anderson. He's double-teamed. Gets it across. Here's Kendrick with another three, and that's good. Kendrick Anderson now has 9 points off the bench. 40-26, back to a 14-point game. Germany steps in, goes up, lays it up, no good. Rebound by Gauss. They'll come back on the break, 2-on-3. At the free throw line, kick across, bad pass stolen. Kendon Peebles, and they'll have an intentional foul call after the steal. Kendon Peebles got grabbed by one of the Panther players. Kendrick Anderson is called for the foul. So that's two shots and the basketball. So the free throw shooter is Kendon. First try here is short. Grizzlies free throw shooting has gotten a little better. Here's the next try. Good. We've shot 9 tonight, and we've made 5. Trayon Grant Foster to throw it in. 40-27. The Grizzlies are down by 13 to Morton College. On the right side, bounce pass over. Now back out to Javian. He's going to force up the jumper at the horn. No good. That's the end of the first half. And kind of a shocking result in the first 20 minutes. Grizzlies trail by 13 to Morton College, 40-27. It's Grizzly halftime on Hot Country KDY. And we'll be back in 3 minutes, Grizzly halftime, here on the radio and online at OzarkRadioNews.com.